Good day, good people. I'm Brother Robert Farrell, and welcome to Contemplative Interbeings Wisdom Wednesday. If you will, please let me know in the chat section that you're hearing me okay. And if at any time we have an audio or video issue, just drop a note there in the chat section and we'll pause to get that corrected. Wisdom Wednesday is recorded live on Crowdcast, and we invite all of our podcast and YouTube listeners to join us live each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central here on Crowdcast. That way, you can become part of the conversation and dialogue after our session. And whether you are here for the live session or you are enjoying the recording, thank you so much for being here. You will notice at the bottom of the screen and in the chat section, there is a link to the Wisdom Wall, and that's just a place where you can share with one another what's coming up for you as we go through our session tonight. It's completely optional whether you want to use it, observe it, or not do anything with it at all. That's fine. What is wisdom? Well, wisdom isn't knowing more. It's not about information. Wisdom is about knowing with more of you. It's knowing deeper. And Wisdom Wednesday is created as an invitation so that you can open up to the depths of yourself, to the depths of your intellect, your will, your emotion, your senses, images, and those epiphanies. Yes, indeed, open to the ground of wisdom, which is the transformation of human consciousness and of the heart. And today we're going to encounter three brief wisdom contemplations. Each one's going to be followed by a minute of silence where you are invited to the spiritual practice of resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. These are our four R watchwords. They're signs about how we might go deeper and come in contact with those depths of ourselves. By either of the four or all four, resonate. Just looking to see if something connects with you. It might even be symbolized by a single word or a phrase that you hear. To spend time in reflecting, meditating with images and thoughts. You may want to respond. You can respond by many ways, by journaling or prayer or body movement. Or you may want to just rest, simply be silent and open to the presence and action of divine love in your life. After those three reflections, we'll close with a spiritual practice and we'll share in a group dialogue for a few minutes. And then today's theme, as you know, is the Hebrew prophets. Much of what Walter Brueggemann tells us in that opening video. So with an open heart, take a breath, find that calm, centered presence, and let us begin. The prophet's teaching isn't individualistic, it's social. And much more, they speak of our conscience. Prophetic words speak out of the context of peoplehood, out of the context of community. It is a call to the covenant people to live and be the people of the covenant. And the prophets are convinced that what is right and good for the people as a whole will be right for the individual. Ironically, out of that sense of peoplehood, out of that sense of community, comes a strong tradition of the importance of the individual. A true sense of community creates a strong sense of individual personhood. And true individuals create true community. And true community creates true individuals. The prophet's sense is of a social religion that calls hearers to that peoplehood, to togetherness, to relatedness, to coalesce. It's only in relatedness that we can understand relatedness to God. And the life of the Spirit in the Hebrew Scriptures is largely a life of relationship. Those who can be in relationship can learn how to appropriately relate to the other. And the life of the Spirit is a life of relatedness and relationship. Thus, the prophet leads us into the life of relationship to be in union with nature, to be in union with the moment, to be in union with the person, to be in union with the prayer, to be in union with the community. The prophetic call is a call to relatedness. And gradually the scaffolding of fear and self-protection falls away, and we are hopefully able to be intimate with everything. You have heard before, Yahweh requires you to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. This is the call of the prophets in a nutshell, the meat at the heart of their very existence. And this is life. It is the covenant guide for living in community. Do God's justice. Imitate God in your life. Set those in bondage free. Hear compassionately the cries of those in slavery. Do for one's neighbor what God has so graciously done for you. It is only by doing acts of justice, by solidly standing with those in need of justice, and by resisting injustice, that justice can become a reality. Love mercy. Love mercy means coming to the rescue of the poor, the outcast, the alien, the slave, the powerless, hearing the cries of those in misery, giving love that is faithful, sustaining, enduring. And you walk humbly by coming to a clear-eyed appraisal of self. In the light of the dignity of my own sense of being, I walk with God step by step as God walks with me, with my weaknesses and my strengths, with my abilities and my liabilities. Friends, do justice, love mercy, walk humbly. With that, resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. The passion of the prophets is also the passion of God. And the prophets provide a journey into the heart of God. Their images and words and dramas draw humankind into the pathos, the feeling, the intensity, the pain, even all of that that characterize the heart of God. And these are words we can understand, that we can enter into, and that will somehow assimilate us into the heart of God. We know and we feel. If we are children of God, then somehow what characterizes our heart and humanity must be reflected in who God is. There is a shared experience of feeling between God and a prophet, a communion with the divine consciousness. The typical prophetic state of mind is one of being taken up into the heart of the divine pathos. And in a world that is so one-sided, always looking for self-preserving, careful, cautious, and protective way, the prophet feels they must stand way over at a distance and pull humanity to the other side. They must help humanity experience the pathos of God, the pain, the feeling, the longing, the desire of God. Teachers give us the ideas of God. Prophets give us the feelings of God. And combining both is what it means to have a whole understanding of reality. We know so much more than we understand. And the prophets, they help us to know what we know. And friends, when there's a problem, you confront it. Confrontation is equated with intimacy. It is to value confrontation and truth-telling. And many people will go to great length in order to silence the prophets in our midst. Consider the female prophet, Huldah, H-U-L-D-A-H, and her spiritual leadership and authority as a truth-teller. Her life was influenced by grandmothers and ancestors. She had role models like Miriam. She warned of the coming destruction, declaring that the written word they found was indeed God's true word. And she also delivered good news, validating Josiah's repentance on first reading the book. She let the messengers know that Josiah's actions would bring forth peace. And after Huldah's word had got back to him, Josiah responded by continuing his reform. Huldah's prophetic words shifted national policy. Her commitment to telling God's truth, even and especially the hard truth, specifically to men in power, it changed the course of history. Let us take a moment here to resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. The prophet Isaiah is above all else the prophet of faith. And faith is that quality of being, a quality of perception. It is a type of internal authority that comes from listening to everything, where you're going beyond fear so that one becomes intimate with everything. Faith is obeying your deepest heart. It's living as if. It's being true to your deepest self. And whoever has faith shall not be shaken. God says, I will make justice the measure, integrity the plumb line for those who live this radical faith. Yet, people approach God only in words, honor God only with lip service, while their heart is far from God. And religion, as far as it is concerned, is nothing but human commandment, a lesson memorized. Yet God continues acting in surprising and wondrous fashion, being prodigal of prodigious prodigies with people. God is saying, as it were, you don't know my love. You're satisfied with verbal religion, with lip service. And the only way I know how to get you out of it is to love you even more. How beautiful. That's always the way of God. God shakes a finger at the people and yet says, the way I'll call you out of it is by loving you even more than I love you now. The prophet Jeremiah cried out that the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Nevertheless, with all his human frailties, he was patient, long-suffering, hopeful, bold, even heroic. And he dares to accuse God of lying and compares God to a deceitful brook with no water in it. Yet, he cannot live without speaking God's message to those who despise both God and him. And God's message through Jeremiah is, let those who boast in this, that they understand and know me, that I am the Lord. I act with steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. And conversely, Jeremiah warns, do not let the wise boast of their wisdom. Do not let the mighty boast of their might. Do not let the wealthy boast of their wealth. Indeed, brag about steadfast love, about staying power and keeping vows and promises, about long-term fidelity. Stay with each other in a common destiny. Indeed, brag about justice, about the practice of economic viability for all the neighbors in terms of health care, adequate housing, child care, good schools. Indeed, brag about righteousness, a vision of a society inviolable, sustainable equilibrium, a harmony of neighbors, because common joy and common hope are rooted in common shalom. So in this, may we resonate, reflect, respond, rest. May it be so. Friends, thank you for your presence and loving kindness during those wisdom reflections. Now is the time in our evening where I share with you a spiritual practice that you can use for the week or beyond. And today's practice actually comes from Brené Brown, as suggested actually by Richard Rohr. If the Hebrew prophets are the feelings of God, as Richard has suggested, then our emotions are also places where we can meet God. And in Brené Brown's book, Atlas of the Heart, which describes over 75 defining human emotions and experience, this is what Brené shares that we can use as a practice. She says that one of the most valuable gifts in her life came from her mom. She taught her to never look away from pain. The lesson was clear and simple. Don't look away. Don't look down. Don't pretend not to see hurt. Look people in the eye. Even when their pain is overwhelming, even when you're hurting in pain, find the people who can look you in the eye. We need to know that we are not alone, especially when we are hurting. Brené says that even in her 50s, she finds herself wrestling with the same questions that left her confused as a kid. Why do we cause each other so much pain? And why do we turn away from hurt when the only way to the other side of struggle is through it? It just takes so much more energy and creates so much more emotional churn than having a seat and asking hurt or uncertainty to pull up a chair. Every single day, our feelings and experience show up in our bodies. They are shaped by where we come from and how we were raised. They drive how we show up. And each feeling has its own unique backstory. So understanding these emotions and experience is our life's work. The more we learn, the deeper we can continue to explore. Brené actually had a small series on HBO on that very book. It's quite wonderful as well. Well, friends, this is where we say goodbye to our podcast and YouTube listeners, and yet we invite them to come and be part of our live session so that they can join in the dialogue that occurs next. I do like to take this opportunity to remind each of us that love is the way, that you are love. So, friends, stay awesome and be love. We hope to see you again soon.